Good evening. I would like to make a few comments about something that is spoken of constantly in Alcoholics Anonymous, gratitude. You hear it all the time, and there are some circles in AA where people get up and introduce themselves this way. My name is so-and-so, and I am a grateful alcoholic. I think that there is an aura of gratitude that almost pervades and permeates every AA room. It is an absolute essential in the life of the alcoholic. And I define gratitude as the hinge on which the sober life swings. Oh, I've heard a lot of self-styled philosophers in AA say, if you do this, you'll get drunk. If you do that, you'll get drunk. If you don't do this, you'll get drunk. If you do such and such, you'll get drunk. I know people who do it all and don't get drunk. I'm not too crazy about their brand of sobriety, but nonetheless, there's one thing that can be stated infallibly about gratitude. If you are not grateful for your sobriety, you cannot hold on to it. It is the essential for the sober life. Like anything that is eminently beautiful, I think that the beauty of gratitude, like the beauty of anything else, can be seen best in the ugliness of its opposite. My friends, everybody hates an ingrate. Everybody. There's just something negative about a little child who doesn't say thank you when you give him a little gift. It may not be his fault. He may not have been trained or taught to say it. Gratitude is one of those things that God Almighty Himself absolutely demands. He demands it. What is gratitude? It is one of the few virtues that arises from the heart of one who has received. And it is an acknowledgement that I have received something from someone else. Many, many AA meetings that are dedicated to gratitude become a series of lists of things that we have to be grateful for. Sometimes very little is said about what people do to be grateful for them, but nonetheless, let's go in to some of the things that the alcoholic has to be grateful for. Now, every single individual has his own little list, but these are general things that have come out of AA literature, and all I'm doing is repeating what has already been said or written elsewhere. But nonetheless, I think it should be profitable for us to go over them. Alcoholism is a disease of body, mind, emotion, and soul. Now, when we separate the drug, alcohol, from ourselves, we find certain things happening. And for many a recovered alcoholic, he finds that the simple ability to eat and sleep normally, to wake up glad instead of fearful, to wake up with the startling realization that he was sober yesterday, he didn't go to sleep drunk, and glad and happy to have the privilege of staying sober today. To a lot of people, they don't even give him a second thought. To the alcoholic, it is of the very essence of his life. The ability to face whatever life dishes out without copping out behind a chemical. Peace of mind, self-respect, and above all else, the startling, magnificent realization that I am in possession of all my faculties. Marvelous things to be grateful for. And this next list was published some time ago in the Grapevine and has become a classic. Just listen to these sets of contrasts. Peace of mind instead of the confusion that we lived in when we were drinking. Peace of mind. We use the word serenity in AA, and I believe basically it's peace of conscience. Self-respect instead of self-contempt and self-hatred. The utter, unspeakable misery of hating oneself is completely indescribable. And to have that replaced with self-respect, how many of us have heard or said in AA meetings, "I like me now." Self-confidence, confidence in the abilities that God gave me, instead of a sense of total helplessness. Faith instead of despair. I've said so many times, it is one thing to read a definition of despair on the page of a theology textbook, and it's another thing to experience despair in the pit of your belly. And to have faith instead of that is a great boon indeed. Hope instead of desperation. Courage instead of fear. How many of you have heard me say so many times that I believed when I was drinking that people could smell my fear? I also believe that fear is the common denominator of the alcoholic. I believe it is the one thing that we all have in common. And I believe it is the great lesson that our disease teaches all of us, how to be scared to death. And to have that replaced with courage, courage to do whatever needs to be done. We need gratitude for the respect of others instead of their contempt or their pity. A clear conscience in the place of guilt, Lord. Friendship instead of loneliness. I have said so many times, true wealth is the coin of human friendship. And most of us are wealthy beyond our wildest dreams. A clean-cut pattern of life instead of the futility of an existence that is completely purposeless. To live from one day to another with the only aim of getting and consuming alcohol. All replaced now by a pattern of living that has goals at the end of it. The love and understanding of our families instead of their hatred and their contempt. A happy home life. God. Freedom from the obsession of alcohol that haunted us all. And even when we screamed loudest that we could take it or leave it alone, our souls, our inmost heart of hearts told us we couldn't live without it. And now we are free. The joy of achievement. Especially when we have done something to help somebody else, to be freed from that prison of selfishness and to have a world in which others mean something to us, opened up to us, is beyond description. And then to able to work, able to progress economically, to save and improve, all of these magnificent, wonderful, wonderful things that have come our way. The magnificent gratitude we should feel for trading one drink for all the happiness that sobriety can bring. What a small price we pay for so much. I was so impressed in the beginning of my own recovery. I said, it's the only bank in the world where you can invest a nickel and collect the interest of $1 million. And then that unspeakable gratitude that I was born into an era which has AA. I remember one time hearing a writer, a speaker at a banquet, who pointed out all the big names of literary history, alcoholics who died without AA simply because AA didn't exist then. And gratitude that I am a victim of a disease instead of a moral degenerate. My gosh. How many of us have said, isn't it wonderful to learn you're sick instead of evil? Gratitude. please let me be a priest for half a minute now and just recall an incident in the life of Christ in which he gave good health to 10 lepers. Now, we're all familiar with that incident. He cleansed, he made clean, he made whole, he cured 10 men who had the disease of leprosy. One came to him to thank him, and he said, "Were not 10 made clean, where are the other 9? Now, in my mind, I've heard all of that discussed in a very simplistic way, but my mind tells me that all 10 of those people felt grateful. I don't care who you are, you cannot have a debilitating disease lifted from you without feeling something. But the point is, only one expressed his gratitude.